Navigating the complexities of hair growth and loss can be both concerning and deeply personal. So what steps should you take? Millions are affected by hair and scalp changes every day. In a society where our appearance can make or break even one day, where should you turn for informative, honest, science-based information? Kimberly Vaughn's goal for this podcast is to offer informative content with the help of subject matter experts, along with individuals just like you.
Just the right hair loss clinic. Oh my gosh, what an amazing, hard, thought-provoking question. First of all, do you even choose a hair loss clinic, right? Is your hair loss in an extreme situation to where you need someone to help and to really get to the root cause of the problem? Stay tuned and listen to our next guest. Her story starts when she was in her early 20s, just starting to graduate and move into the career phase of her life, when her hair loss became even more apparent to her family and to her friends, and her devastating situation when she was trying to rebound and come out of that is just so heartfelt. However, if you stay tuned to the entire episode, you're going to have a wonderful opportunity to hear her full story. And Melissa is a podcast listener just like you. She came to us actually from California, and we have been treating her for the last year and a half. You'll also get to see her before and after pictures. So make sure, if you're just listening, try to jump back into YouTube so you can truly see her amazing hair growth results. And furthermore, on to the show. You have had so many wonderful tips to share with our listener and all of those who, you know, are experiencing hair loss, whether it's due to an underlying health issue or just because of being young and being really concerned about our appearance. So for somebody that's listening, what would you recommend that they do? I mean, you said earlier, your journey is your journey and theirs is theirs. But if you could think of two or three tips to offer someone that is listening to take control of their hair loss, what would that be?
I think one is, unfortunately, there's no one solution for everybody. As much as we get targeted with products, we see, especially on social media, influencers, you know, they get paid to tell us to buy a certain product. That's probably not going to be the solution. And it's not going to be one answer, right? There's going to be trials and errors of different, you know, treatment plans that you may have to follow to get the results that you want. And I knew this starting off, especially on this journey, speaking to you about this, and it's the reality. But looking back, I have pictures a year ago, 2 years ago, and where I'm at now, it's been an incredible change. It's been a dramatic change. The people around me have also mentioned it, and I'm just so proud of following that protocol. But I think going back to your question is, one, try to figure out what that root cause is. I think being able for myself to being able to label that it was Hashimoto's, mm-hmm. It just brought so much more clarity, and it was a weight off my shoulders because I knew what the root cause was. I think once you have that root cause, you're able to have an action plan on how to address it with the right specialists and the right help. In my case, Hashimoto's, the largest symptom for me was hair loss, unfortunately. So I reached out, you know, to Kimberly, to get that help that I needed. But also I think it's important to understand that it's also an investment. Mm-hmm. I think, one of the mindset shifts that I had to, really go through was that, I grew up culturally Mexican. We're not used to spending money on consultations or information. That culturally is not existent largely in the Hispanic community. I grew up with my parents only taking us to annual, you know, pediatric, you know, blood work once a year. That's it, right? But we would never spend money on therapy. We would never spend money on getting information on, you know, how to refinance a mortgage, right? How to get our finances in order. And the same thing with hair. I was not used to spending my money and seeing it as an investment in my health on the things that I really wanted. So having that mindset shift of this is an investment for a future version of myself and where I want to go, where I want to be, seeing it that way versus seeing it as a large expense, I think having that mindset shift was key. Mm-hmm. So I also do encourage that. See it as you're investing in that future version of yourself, and your future self will thank you. And I thank myself from 2 years ago, from a year ago, for doing that investment of not only time, money, and energy to get to where I really wanted to be.
Right. That's such a good point. And I think what's so important about what you said is the cultural mindset that you started with. And so that for the listeners that don't understand that and don't appreciate that, it's so important. Because, you know, one of the things that we offer is always that initial analysis just of, you know, that complimentary few minutes just to say, can we even help you? Because if we're not able to help you, we don't want for you to spend your money either, right? And one of the things that is important for HPI is to make sure that we substantiate our results, whether it's through images of pictures of digitals, whether it's through offering referrals. I mean, you know, you and hundreds of our clients are so kind to say, look, if anyone has an issue, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We would love to share our story. And that's one of the reasons that we have so many clients such as yourself, Melissa, on the podcast so that people can truly hear real stories from our real clients, you know, because everyone goes down the rabbit hole of this mm-hmm. product, that topical, this solution, that treatment, right? Nothing works that easily. It is an investigation process, and trichology is all about the root science of the hair and the scalp concerns. And so that's where we have to take it for sure.
Yeah. And I think there's nothing better than working with a specialist and an expert in their field. I think there's just nothing that's going to beat that.
Right. Well, you're so kind. And as always, you know, every time we chat, I'm just so proud of you for all that you've done and for such a long journey that you've been on and to see such an amazing improvement here. And I can't thank you enough. I know the listeners are going to be tickled, you know, to hear your story and just your beautiful smile and to know how well that life is going for you now. So for everything, we thank you so much. And I really, really do appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Kimberly. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It means so much to us that we can bring you real stories of real clients throughout the entire United States and their journey of stress, weight loss, weight gain, hair loss, and hair growth. We're always here to help you. All you have to do is simply reach out to the link that's below this podcast at info@hpihairpartners.com. You can go to our website at hpihairpartners.com, click on the consultation link, and that will bring you right into our platform. We'll be able to schedule a 15-minute hair analysis, and we can see if we can get to the root of your problem today and get you in a better place with your confidence, with your self-esteem, and certainly with the way that your hair looks. So as always, make it a great hair day, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the world of hair care and restoration. If you found this episode enlightening, don't forget to drop us a review over on Apple Podcasts. If you're eager to delve deeper into how HPI Hair Partners can cater to your hair needs, why wait? Connect with us today at hpihairpartners.com and make sure you never miss an episode by hitting that subscribe button. Tune in every week for fresh and enlightening updates. Until then, here's to healthier hair and boosted confidence.